The case is the sixth in Escambia in the past 3 years, including another case earlier this year and the death of a resident in 2015. Last year, two Santa Rosa County residents died from the bacteria.
Vibrio vulnificus is a bacteria that we find either in salt water or brackish water. It is a bacteria that is normally present all year round, but we see a higher rate of infections during the warmer months, May through October.
Dr. John Lanza, director of the Florida Department of Health in Escambia County, says there are two reasons for that. One, it's the growing season for the bacteria, so their numbers are increased significantly. And number two, there are more people in the water during this time.
Most of the time, individuals who are healthy usually don't have problems with this particular bacteria. It's usually older people, younger people, or those with immune system problems.
There are a couple of ways to contract Vibrio vulnificus. The first is eating raw or undercooked oysters or other shellfish.
And you get a gastrointestinal disease, in which case you have nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. And it usually goes away after a few days, but a few people who have a lowered immune system could have a very serious outcome. So that's why we always recommend thoroughly cooking oysters and other shellfish.
The other way, which Lanza says is becoming more common, involves having an open wound and swimming in waters where the bacteria lurk, or being cut or scratched by something while in the water.
Like a crab or a shell, either in the water or out of the water. And that causes the bacteria to sometimes get into the skin through the wound and then can enter the bloodstream and then can cause a serious blood infection.
Symptoms of the waterborne infection can include redness of the area around the wound and streaking up the legs toward the groin if the legs were scratched. Lanza says those are significant displays of infection.
You can try covering them, but it's usually not worth the risk. So it's just better not to go into beach water or brackish water. If you should get cut in the water, you need to get out immediately, wash the area. If it starts getting red, inflamed, or any discharge from it, you need to go see your physician or emergency department immediately.
The bacteria can also cause other symptoms. Fever and chills, decreased blood pressure or septic shock, and blistering skin lesions that are blood-tinged. Dr. John Lanza says they monitor Vibrio vulnificus cases in Escambia County, and that information can be found online.
Go to the Florida Department of Health and the search box, put in Vibrio, and it'll take you to the website that talks about this particular infection and also would give you the weekly statistics on the number of cases in our county and every county in Florida.
Information is also available at cdc.gov. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.